Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101, independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning.
Good morning, JR. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're coming up on 65. Right now, we're in a lull as far as...
enrollment periods.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are still some special ones, if need be.
There are. There are a few special election periods that you may or may not qualify for.
Right.
But, I mean... overall, if you are happy with your plan, just hang in there. If you have a prescription drug plan only and one or two of your prescription drugs aren't covered, I mean, really, you can't change to a different one, but it's really not going to help you much anyway.
Right.
Because if your prescription is not covered, it's best to have your physician request an exception with that company. And typically, they will grant it. And if they do, they put it on your formulary. And if it's on your formulary, then it counts towards that $2,000 max out of pocket. So, and that is the same universally, no matter what drug plan you have.
Well, see, this is where we let you know, if you need some answers, you're not sure, give Kathy a call. No problem. Doesn't cost you anything. Just to see where you're at.
Yes.
If there's something that maybe you're not sure about, her number is 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337, and ask the questions. But right now, you stand post unless you're coming up on 65, you're moving.
You've moved into the area.
Yes.
Because then you most likely will have to change your plan unless you're transferring from in your company to here, because then typically you keep your employer-based plan no matter what it is. So right now, I'm getting quite a few folks that are turning 65, and one of the decisions that you have to make during that time period is, am I going to draw my Social Security? Now, that's a decision that's personal to you. Typically, most folks will delay that until their full retirement age. Like if you were born in 1960, and those are the people who are turning 65 in 2025, then your full retirement age is going to be 67. So a lot of folks will wait until they're 67. Because a lot of people are working longer. They'll wait till they're 67. Then it doesn't matter if they work or they don't, because they won't be penalized for taking it early. The reason I'm bringing that up is if you are going to delay your Social Security, then you're going to have to apply for your Part B. You're not getting it automatically. I had a gentleman in my office just yesterday turning 65 in May, not drawn his Social Security. So we had to apply for his Part B, and he will not get it in time. He's probably going to be able to be on a plan starting in June, not in May, because he didn't start early enough.
Now, that's not going to penalize him, is it?
No. No, he's not going to get a penalty. They will back up his Part A and B to May 1st. I mean, they will retro it, but he's not going to be able to sign onto a plan until June 1st.
So he's going to then still work?
He's still working, yes, and not drawing Social Security. He wants to delay it until his full retirement age.
Kathy's been doing this for a long time, and she's seen over the years a lot more people are waiting.
Oh, yes. When I first got into this business, the vast majority of people took their Social Security at 62.
Wow.
They couldn't wait to take it at 62. Then when they turned 65, they automatically were enrolled in Part A and B of Medicare. It was an automatic thing. Well, through the years, that's evolved. Now folks are working longer. You know, to be honest, I think people are healthier and deciding they're going to work longer. And when they do, they delay their Social Security until their full retirement age.
Right.
Because then it isn't going to matter what they earn once your full retirement age.
Now, I've heard discrepancies. You and I have talked about this off air. Say there are some saying that you're going to still get taxed on a certain amount, but you've got to probably make a bundle and a half before they would do that. Plus, if the current administration...
I want to see that. I would really like to see that there no longer be tax on Social Security. Because when you think about how unfair that is...
Of course.
Because as a senior citizen, you have worked your entire life to get to this juncture.
And taxed
and
up
you've
the game.
Paid taxes the entire time. Once you've reached Social Security age, you shouldn't have to pay taxes on that income. Now, I understand if you're going to still work, you're going to pay taxes on that income.
Yeah, but...
but not on your Social Security. I think that's grossly unfair.
It is grossly unfair, and this administration is going to make that happen. Then all of a sudden, everybody's out there barking about, oh, gosh, with all the stuff we're going on, we're going to lose Medicare, lose Medicaid, we're going to lose Social Security. No, we are not.
No, it's going to make it better and better because if you remove, there's so much fraud in the system. It's unbelievable. If you remove the fraud, then there's more money in the system to pay the people who are entitled to it. And we are, in as senior citizens, you're entitled to it. You've earned it. You've worked hard your whole life and you've earned it.
That's the thing. They're saying, oh, it's going to take this, that. Wait, they get rid of the fraud like we just talked about.
Yes.
Then it will give people... Eventually, you're going to give more.
Eventually, you'll get more.
Because you got rid of all the garbage. When you look at some of this stuff, the fraud and waste, it is unreal.
It is. And it's actually a crime. It is a crime that they've gotten away with that for as long as they have. How unfair is it to give Social Security benefits to an illegal alien who hadn't paid into the system?
Right. That irritates me more than anything.
That irritates everyone.
This is what's going to happen. So people just calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to get better. Trust me, it's going to get better. I have a good feeling about this. But nonetheless, if you're coming up on 65, give Kathy 3 to 4 months ahead.
At least three. Because even though I have noticed, it's been subtle, but I have noticed that Social Security has been a little quicker doing the paperwork for Medicare people.
Really?
Who enroll electronically. Now, if you enroll electronically, that is the quickest way to get your Medicare processed because they don't have to receive paperwork. You don't have to deal with the mail system, all of that. Sometimes that is not possible. And when it's not possible is typically because you have delayed your Medicare. You've delayed your Part B. You have Part A, but you've delayed your Part B and let's say you're 67, 69, however age you are, and then decide that you have to take Part B because you're going to leave your employer's insurance. The reason you can't do it electronically then is because you do have to present paperwork from your employer verifying that you have had credible coverage from the time you turned 65 up until the time you applied for Part B.
Do you have to have the physical paper there?
You do. You have to present that to them. It's proof.
That makes sense.
That you've had credible coverage.
I guess that makes sense.
Yes.
Because things can get messed up on the online.
Right. Otherwise, if they're going to assess a penalty that you obviously don't want, you have to present proof that you've had credible coverage. Now, credible coverage is defined by Medicare as good as what Medicare offers. So it has to be a minimum of an 80-20 plan.
People, you know, we've been doing this program for quite a long time. Kathy has come up with some of these things that some of these people have had no idea how to do this. Nobody told me. Nobody showed me. This is what Kathy does. She takes care of all this kind of stuff to at least help you out looking at what your possibilities are. 727-735-2337, because a lot of people just had no clue. Then the penalties start. I don't mean to jump all over the place, but if you work for a place that's got 20 employees or less, you have to take Medicare at 65.
That's correct.
That is law.
Yes. You're not forgiven. There's because they consider a 20 or less employee healthcare plan to be not credible. And that has to do with the cost because the larger the company, the lower the rates because you're a larger group and they can spread the risk out. If you're a very small company, the higher the rates. So it's because of the cost and it has to be under a certain percentage of what your gross income is.
So make a call. Nothing is stupid. No question is stupid.
Especially if you have any doubts.
Yes.
As far as you don't know whether or not you're going to get penalized or not, whether your coverage is considered credible. Now, a lot of times you as an employee will choose, even though it's a large company, the company will give you an option of a discount program, which is a healthcare plan that's very minimal. You basically get a discount on office calls, et cetera. That's not credible coverage. So you have to consider that if you have chosen one of those discount programs, then yes, you have to go to Medicare.
And let me tell you, that's why she said minimum 3 months in advance, because this way you can get the ball rolling. And Kathy does it to where she does it fax. Yeah, they still have those. It helped, trust me.
I'll use mail, fax, if I have to do it on paper, because I want to make sure that the Social Security office, wherever it is that you have, whatever your office is, gets it either by fax and by mail, just to make sure that they do receive it. Now, what Social Security office that's assigned to you is based on where you live. So folks out here in Brooksville, let's say 34602, et cetera, we'll probably go to Dade City. Now, Dade City is a lot easier to get in and out of because it's a smaller office,
right,
and they're not quite as busy. If you live in Spring Hill, for example, let's say along the 19 corridor, your office is going to be in Newport Richey. That's off a little road on Citizens Drive.
Yeah, because they used to have one of those offices.
They just used to have one.
Past 52 on yes, the right-hand side going south.
Yes, but they do not
anymore. No. Because that was there forever.
Right.
So now you have to go on a little road. Nonetheless, you figure it out. See what your options are. Give Kathy the call because this way she can give you a better idea as to what to look for.
What you have to do and the steps that you have to take during this time. I mean, it's a great time of your life. I mean, you're finally aging into Medicare. And a lot of folks will come to my office and they're just depressed about the whole thing. Nobody wants to get older. The alternative isn't good either. But
wow,
when they walk out of my office, they're happy and relieved. Because now they know that the coverage for health insurance is going to get better. It's always better than your employer plan. Because under Medicare, you don't get the big deductibles. You don't get the big max out-of-pockets. You don't get the big copays that a lot of people will experience in an employer-based plan.
Sure.
It's always better, almost always better.
See, a lot of people just don't understand, and they're somewhat intimidated by going, oh, God, this is going to be a pain in the neck. Got to go through all this. It's not going to work.
It's not that difficult.
No.
I can make it quite seamless.
And trust me, she does, because that's why the 3 months in advance get a little glitch. I had a little glitch. Okay, that's all squared away. No ifs, ands, or buts. It'll be a lot easier. And you'll be amazed as to what your costs are going to be compared to being on a plan that's going to charge you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, and a lot of folks are paying a lot. The gentleman I spoke to yesterday, he signed up for a plan, but he's paying like $700 a month for his plan, and that's cheap. He's paying COBRA, but that's because he got it on a group plan. He says, that's really a good deal. And I said, it kind of is, because if you were to buy an individual plan and you didn't qualify for a subsidy, you're looking at about $1,000 to $1,200 a month. Mm-hmm. Or an adult between the ages of, say, 50 and 64.
Jeez.
And that's with a high deductible and high copays.
Well, like I say, it could be a rat race, and it won't be one. But I tell you, just make the call, 727-735-2337, because Kathy can sit down with you, let you know what's going to take place for you when you do come up to the 65th birthday. And depending on what your work habits, if you're in a big corporation thing or if just a mom and pop, she'll fill you in as to what you have to do and what you don't have to do. But sit down, get an idea. And you said in the past, Kathy, that you've had even people just get a feel about a year before.
Quite a few people that will do that a year before because they just want to know what to expect and when to take steps.
Right.
So about a year out, they'll come in and we'll sit down and we'll go through it with them. So then they're not stressed.
Right.
Let's say I'm coming up against my 65th birthday. A lot of folks will put it off. Like I told you, this gentleman came in yesterday. He put it off right until the month before, but then he pushed himself to get it done. However, he's going to be behind the eight ball a little bit. He's not going to hurt himself.
Right.
It's just that he's going to have to hang on to his employer-based plan a little longer.
See, this is why the 3 to 4 months, because it's just not, oh, boom, there it is. Uh-uh. Nope, nope, nope. Because you got to be aware of what, there's always going to be a glitch somewhere for something. And the reason why we talked earlier about how Kathy does the procedures for this thing with the fax, the mail, the electronic part, covering the bases just in case it falls sometimes on the wrong desk or yes, someone doesn't pick it up right away. This way, there's three options that will hopefully kick it in the gear.
Yeah, I've seen it take up to 6-7 weeks to process, but that's a case where it ended up on a desk and they lost it or overlooked it or whatever.
Right.
Understand where we are working with humans and human beings can make mistakes.
Boy, howdy.
It can happen. So that's one of the other things I always tell folks, that if you are going to delay your Part B, until your full retirement age, you know, that's fine. However, that Part B premium, which the standard rate today is $185 a month, still has to be paid. You have A and B, you have Part B, you have to pay it. Now, typically they'll take it out of your Social Security check, but understand a lot of folks are delaying their Social Security. So what Medicare will do will mail you a quarterly bill.
Correct. And I did that for for a bit, a year and 8 months.
So the standard rate is 185, mm-hmm. and that's if your income is below a certain threshold. So as a single person, it's about $104,000. For a couple, it's double that.
Yeah, 208.
So if your income falls below that, then you're going to pay the standard rate.
Gotcha.
If your income is above that, then you're going to pay IRMA. That's income-related monetary adjustment. So there's an actual table on Medicare.gov under basics. So if you want to see where you would fall, then I would go to Medicare.gov. I would go under basics and look at Medicare costs. There's a table that tells you at what income range your Part B premium will be higher. So I just really suggest you look at that. And where people get in trouble is, let's say their income range is way below that on a normal basis. But they'll sell a piece of property or they'll, you know, take a money out of their 401k or something like that. Understand that once that income is elevated in that year, Medicare is going to take a look at it and they're going to increase your Part B premium for 2 years.
Now, that's wrong.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
They'll look at it again in 2 years, and then they'll bring it back down, but you'll have to pay that elevated premium, IRMA, for 2 years. That's when people get in trouble, is when they get a windfall, or a windfall like they've sold a piece of property.
Won a lottery.
Whatever it is, their income's going to be elevated in that year.
And then pay the piper for 2 years.
For 2 years, correct. That doesn't seem right to me either.
Did I miss something there? Yes, right.
That is the way it is. And it happened to my brother. He sold a piece of property, moved here. He had to pay the highest rate for 2 years on his Medicare. And the highest rate that time was like $550 a month.
So, yeah, he learned a valuable lesson, huh?
Yeah.
But that could have been avoided, correct?
For him, it could have been because it was rental property and he just bought rental property here in Florida. So there's a code, there's an IRS code you can use to, you know, you sold this property, bought this property. It's just a transfer type thing. But he took it as income. He didn't know any better. So he just took it as income. So that's what happens. It elevated his IRMA for 2 years.
2 years. I mean, it's like, well, what are you going to do? I mean, like trying to fight City Hall, certain things you just can't, you got to bite it until they make adjustments or they revamp certain areas of the system.
Yeah, they'll look at it every 2 years. So, and that's on the anniversary of, you know, when you applied for your Part B.
If anybody's got lottery tickets, I don't want them. But I understand that. I get it, but, you know, I get it for a year.
Another thing I'd like to see change. I don't think that Medicare ought to be means tested, but that happened, you know, I don't even remember what administration it happened under, but Medicare is means tested.
Yeah. But see, this is where you just have to keep an eye out on what's going on. But a lot of people, don't be confused. Don't be going, oh, gosh, this is just going to be brutal. Sit down with Kathy, 727-735-2337. She explains things very well, okay? Check out her office at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard in Spring Hill, corner of Forest Oaks and Highway 19, down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza thing. You know the area? Great office she's got there, all right? Meet you at your house. Whatever is convenient. But sit down, get an idea of what's coming up for you, especially if you are coming up on 65, what your plans could be like or what the situation could be like for you. Are you going to still work? Whatever. Kathy sits down with you, and it's not 5 minutes. I always say this when we talk about this. It's not a five-minute deal, Kathy. You sit down with them for so
and
plan on it.
Make sure that there's a real understanding of what's expected of them and what they can expect when they enroll in Medicare and or Social Security. Sometimes people will do both at the same time with me. I mean, we'll go through both. The application for Medicare Part B is very simple. It's not huge.
Right.
There's only basic questions.
Mm-hmm.
The application for Social Security is more complicated because...
Boy, it is.
It is more complicated. I mean, especially if you've had a lot of life events in your life.
Sure.
For example, if you were married, let's say, five times, you've got to have Social Security numbers and dates of birth of, you know, all of your spouses. You've got to have a lot of information. Because it's a very complicated form. But
you'll help them with that.
I help them with that, yes.
And like I say, so don't be, overwhelmed, okay? Don't be going, oh, gosh, this isn't going to work. Kathy's been doing this for a long time. She knows the drill. Trust mm-hmm. me, she knows the drill. But don't be, sit down and get this stuff taken care of. Again, if you're coming up on 65, you got three months minimum ahead of that. So this way, when the transition makes comes for you, you'll be ready.
Yeah. And then it's easy. You transfer your coverage, end your coverage with your company or however you've got healthcare coverage.
Right.
Some people don't have healthcare coverage.
They don't.
There's a lot of people like that. They just sort of go through and hope nothing really happens.
You've dealt with a lot of people that have been that way, so when they get the Medicare, they freak.
When they get the Medicare, they just make all kinds of appointments.
Oh my God.
And go and, you know, get their checkups and the things that they should be doing to make sure that they maintain their health.
Yeah. Sometimes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Some have that. Trust me, I'll tell you, I am one of them, but it's all well and good, though, because this way you got an idea as to what you've got coming to you, what plans are available for you. And since Kathy is an independent agent, we always say this, she does not work with one outfit. She works with quite a few outfits. Every year she has to get accreditation for these outfits that she deals with to give you the best plan for you. It's all individualized. What your neighbor has may not be suitable for you, vice versa. That's why Kathy will sit down with you. What's your lifestyle like? What kind of medications do you take? What this? Do you travel? Do you go north for a while, come back, whatever? That's why it's not just a five-minute deal. Hi, how are you? Will this work? No. So it takes a little time, but this way Kathy gets to know the best plans for you. And some people are just amazed. And once you set them up, they go, well, that was easy.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Exactly. Sometimes, I mean, we have to go through quite a few, facts and things just to make sure that they're making the right decision. Because if you are one of those folks, I have a couple coming this afternoon. She just got a really bad diagnosis. And there's a plan for her that's best. Based on that fact.
Right.
Because she wants to be able to get the best doctors and to be able to, get a handle on this thing and get it under control. And so there's a certain thing she's going to need to do to make sure she's on the right plan.
Make the call. 727-735-2337. Check out Kathy's website as well. KECinsuranceServices.com. KECinsuranceServices.com. All kinds of great information on the site. Past programs, you can send Kathy an email through the website as well. But if you want to make an appointment, please call 727-735-2337. Our office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, corner of Forest Oaks and U.S. Highway 19 in Spring Hill. For some way, shape, or form, get in touch with Kathy for her to help you out with what you have coming up. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll do it again in two.
Good. We will see you in two. Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.